Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Over the years, we've welcomed the band Cloud Cult to our WNYC studios in Lower Manhattan a number of times. Now, we have to head to the woods of southwestern Wisconsin to say hello to Craig Minowa, Cloud Cult's singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He's going to play a trio of songs from the band's new album, Metamorphosis, for us live, with the rest of the band on tape, or laptop, as the case may be. And that's because Cloud Cult songs tend to be big. They're big-hearted, anthemic, full of big ideas. Oh, and when I say the woods of southwestern Wisconsin, I mean that literally. Here is Craig Minowa of Cloud Cult, sitting in the snow with a laptop and his acoustic guitar and a song called Back Into My Arms.
Couldn't catch my breath, 'cause I knew someday I'd have to let you go. I'm supposed to raise you to have strength to leave the nest, but the day that you leave this home, my heart will leave my chest. For now I am thankful every time you need to rest. Back into my arms again. Like you're still my baby doll, my darling, I'll protect you from it all. You've been learning how to walk away since we taught you how to crawl. And someday I'll be holding hands with the shadows in these walls. Just know I'll always be here every time that you fall. Back into my arms again. My breath, I knew that it was time to let you go. I gave you your roots and so I had to give you wings. But watching you fly away is a heartbreaking thing. This old house is way too quiet. I miss hearing you sing. Come back into my arms again. Kind of person who's good with goodbyes, so I'll save you a seat at the table again tonight. I made your favorite recipe, but it just wasn't the same. And if I could, you know I would do it all again. I choose to believe that good things never end. Come back into my arms again. Back into my arms again.
That song is called Back Into My Arms. It's a tune from the latest album by the band Cloud Cult, the album called Metamorphosis. And it's great to have Craig Minowa back with us. Craig, it's usually you and the full band in our New York studio. We have to make do with you out in the forest by yourself. How are you able to do that, sitting in the snow with an acoustic guitar? Where's the is the laptop next to you actually recording what you're doing?
Yeah. Actually, prior to the pandemic, in the early stages of recording the album, I was trying to get a mobile setup that I could bring out to the woods. I think we had launched Patreon about that time, and I was trying to show our supporters where a lot of stuff happens, which happens to be out in the woods. And there's no power out there or anything like that, obviously.
Right.
So yeah, everything, all the recording stuff is USB powered right off the computer and the, you know, the cameras and everything. So gotta make sure that you're productive and efficient while you're out there, because, you know, there's really only 2-3 hours of battery time.
Well, and you and the band in general have long had this kind of strong visual element to what it is that you do, you know, from the early days with the live painting. The last time we spoke was The Seeker, which was not only an album, but a full-length film as well. So I'm not really surprised that you've come up with something visually quite striking for us. So how much, when you say that a lot of the work happens outdoors, how much of that is literally true?
As far as the actual writing and creation process, the lyric writing and the song structure, pretty much all of it is out there, written outside, out on the paths, out in the woods here on the property. When it comes to recording, there's a lot of sketch ideas that'll happen out there. And there are situations where that setup captures an authenticity that I can't reproduce in the studio, just because of maybe the emotions of that day or the vulnerability of that particular time of recording. The scratch idea feels feigned sometimes when it's in the studio. So there are spots of different tracks that are in there sometimes that are from those original locations. And I tried to include it when listening to the album. I tried to include a lot of the effects, the sounds from the woods. So in between mm-hmm. tracks, you can hear the hiking through the woods and really just trying to bring the listener out to that spot. And I guess literally with these videos, I wanted to bring you guys out there too.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, part of me wonders how you're able to, I mean, it looks cold. There's snow on the ground and, you know, you can't play the guitar with gloves on. So I mean, it just, I'm sitting there wondering, God, that must really not feel good on your hands, on your fingers.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's New York is much the same. You get used to a certain bottom line temperature in the deep of winter. And then suddenly February, March comes and you have these days where it's 30s and it feels balmy. So
right.
That's
absolutely
exactly what that was.
So, you know, the eco-friendly nature of Cloud Cult over the years. It seems like it's, you know, a lot of it has to do with your, and I'll say your plural, the whole band, your closeness to the outdoors, to the environment in which you make that music. Is the act of bringing that music to us, into a studio, onto a recording, is that one of the levels of metamorphosis that this album is dealing with?
That is a very interesting question. There's definitely a level of metamorphosis. The album is really looking at interchange, and ultimately in the early stages of the album, it was looking at global crises and saying, how can we as a species, like, turn this around and make the kind of change, the kind of metamorphosis that we need to make. And so initially there were songs that were literally about like climate change. And it felt like through the pandemic, the more people I was talking to, the more I felt everybody was going through really deep inner changes. And a big part of that metamorphosis, a big part of that change process is having the courage to step outside of your skin and look back on yourself and recognize that there's a lot of room for growth. And I don't know, your day can kind of unfold on co-pilot, but if you take those opportunities to really look at how you are behaving as a parent, as a friend, as a child, those are the opportunities to recognize where you can make that positive change. And in a way, that pandemic felt like a cocoon state. And I know it did for a lot of people. And yeah. To make the best of that, we have to, in the cocoon state, you dissolve, you surrender yourself, and you hope that you'll come out the other side something better. But that takes a lot of introspection.
Yeah.
And that's what these songs are about.
And Victor, does that refer to someone specific?
Yeah, Victor is specifically about my dad. And the storyline is quite literal. When he passed away, that there was a moment where my wife and my kids left the house, went grocery shopping or something, and I hadn't cried yet. This was after he passed. I hadn't cried yet, and I didn't know if I was just out of touch with my feelings or what was going on. And I think it was just like a dad husband kind of thing, of feeling like I need to hold it together all the time. Mm. So once my kids and my wife left the house, I just fell apart, and that song started falling out, and the lyrics were exactly what I needed for medicine at that time, and continue to be medicine that I appreciate whenever I get a chance to sing it.
Well, let's hear Craig Minowa singing the song Victor, playing guitar out in the snow with the rest of the band on backing tracks. The band is Cloud Cult. The new album is called Metamorphosis, and this song is Victor.
Come on, Dad, let's go down to the river. Can't you hear them singing your name? You've been laying in this bed for months now, and it's hard to see you in pain. Oh, your love you could not explain, and the words you chose not to say. I can feel you slipping away. There's an old farm road that'll bring your ghost to heaven, but I know you're a little afraid. Wish I could still be that kid in the back of your Buick, making sure you get there okay. And Dad, we may differ in how we pray. Wherever you go, save me a place. I can feel you slipping away. There's a cold, dark desk down in the corner of the basement where you worked your days away. I can never claim to know your story, but I love you just the same.
all your love you could not explain, and the words you chose not to say, and the family you fought hard to raise, and the friends who celebrate your name, and the sickness that strangled your brain, and the secrets you took to your grave, and the feelings you kept in a cage, and the sorrow that came out as rage. I can feel you slipping away. I can feel you slipping away. I can feel you slipping away. Come on, Dad, let's go down to the river. Can't you hear them singing your name?
That is Craig Minowa from the band Cloud Cult playing another song from their new album, Metamorphosis. And Victor is the name of it. Craig, it occurs to me that in both of these songs that we've heard so far, Back Into My Arms, addressed to a child, and Victor, addressed to a parent, in both cases, the narrator is losing someone. It's dealing with loss, whether that's a child growing up and following his or her own path, or losing a parent, as happened with your dad. And loss is also very much, very often, or maybe should be very often, an instrument of change, of metamorphosis.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right about loss playing a huge part in change, and the ability to look ahead and see yourself in retrospect before it even happens. I think there was a period, you know, we lost our 2-year-old son years ago, and Cloud Cult sort of initially was a grieving project of my own,
right,
writing songs for personal medicine, and things just kind of picked up, and but I have looked back on some of my earlier recordings even prior to losing our son, and a lot of them were about loss too, about mortality and the brief experience that we have here. Sometimes in order to be as fully present as we'd like to be, we have to know that it's impermanent. For me, when I imagined the kids driving down the driveway packed all for college or whatever it is, it wakes me up to the fact that right now I am living in the time that I'll be looking back on at that point. You know, I'll have photos of my kids of when we were playing when they were 8 and 10 and 12 and 14, and the wake-up call that you get when you're able to experience a moment where they're gone, but then get to come back to right now and be here, yeah, right now is the opportunity to be really fully here.
To recognize the golden age, mm-hmm, when you're living in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, which, you know, it's... I don't think there are too many parents who, when the kids grow up and leave the house, say, God, that took forever.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let me ask you a little bit about the sound of this record. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cloud Cult has tended towards the anthemic, and we've talked about this, you know, many times over the years, especially after the loss of your son, the cathartic element in a lot of Cloud Cult's music. But here you're working on such a grand scale with real strings, not, I mean, maybe there are some synthesized strings as well, but I can tell real strings when I hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been working with the Minnesota Orchestra as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in a kind of an expansion of the palette, mm-hmm, of sounds of the band.
Yeah, it was interesting because when we first started creating the record, the goal was actually to strip everything back and do a record that was really singer-songwritery. And so I was...
Wow, what happened there?
So I was spending a lot of time in the woods. I wanted to have a record that I could sit down and play on guitar by myself in the woods and come out an hour later and feel changed. And so that was the starting goal. And then we got offered these shows with the Minnesota Orchestra. And the idea was to have two different sets, one set that's sort of fan favorites, and another set that's a whole new album. And so this album was a big exercise in taking these really stripped back ideas and and in some cases just making them huge. And a lot of that is thanks to Andy Thompson. He was an arranger that we worked with for these concerts. And so a lot of the orchestral ideas that I would start drumming up, then he would take and in some cases just make them gigantic. And even before the pandemic happened, we were supposed to do release this record and do the shows with the Minnesota Orchestra. And several weeks before that happened is when things shut down. And to be honest, at that moment in time, I still didn't quite feel like I knew if this record knew who it wanted to be. It was just like we were at the deadline. And it was a strange feeling. I mean, it felt like the songs were progressed enough that it was going to be just fine. But it was the first time where it was getting close to release date. And I was looking at I oftentimes look at the songs like they're my kids, and looking at them like, you're not quite ready to grow up and leave the house yet. And so the pandemic offered this opportunity to say, you know, we're gonna sit down and have a family meeting here and decide who you want to be, and you can take your time evolving. And the ultimate outcome of that is a record that I feel like is saying what those kids need to say. They're all grown up and they're ready to go out to the world now.
the one, Craig, that you're going to play for us next is called Song from Oblivion. Is it a song from somewhere else, from beyond this realm?
That's a good question too. You know, well, if you look at quantum physics, because we always have to go there when you and I are talking, John.
Oh, God, that is true, isn't it? This is not the first time we've found ourselves talking about things like superposition and Heisenberg principle.
It all ties together, and that's a beauty of the time period that we live in right now, of where philosophy, spirituality, even psychological change can have anchors in science. And so right. Speaking of songs that are coming from the unknown, as physics is expanding and understanding the universe more, physics is also recognizing that the tangible, the little bit that we can see, measure, experience, is actually really small compared to the amount that is going on around us. And so there's the vast majority of energy and experience that's happening is on a level that science can't even measure or perceive. And so I do believe that all good art, good music, and a good mindset for living life in general, for everybody, whether you're a musician or artist, is being able to step back, surrender, and accept that there's a lot of things that are manifesting here that are just mysterious and from the unknown. And so yeah, it's a song that gives a nod to that. And you were speaking of the catharsis earlier on. It's a song that comes after the catharsis in the album. I like albums that have a storyline and ultimately come down someplace low and bring you really deep inside yourself and then have a cathartic moment. So there was a huge orchestral piece right before this called Ascension. And that really is, we played with the idea of changing the name of that to Metamorphosis, because that really is the transition into the new state of mind, I guess, of the entity that's going through this journey on the record. And Song from Oblivion is that moment where you're ready to surrender, you're ready to admit your weaknesses, and in that moment also be able to really truly have awe for the grand mystery of everything that's around us. And in so doing, that's the moment of change.
Yeah, I love that. It's a deeply Buddhist idea, that sense of awe in the face of the universe. Mm-hmm. But hey, you can find it in the upper Midwest as well, apparently. let's hear another live performance. This is a song from Oblivion. Craig Minowa out in the woods playing a song from the new album Metamorphosis by the band Cloud Cult.
Could feel like you've never felt before. In your mind you set fire to all the billboards till the cars disappear, and it's just you on a horse, and something inside you says you're finally ready. In your chest is the call of the wild. It's the song from Oblivion. It's the end of denial. Now you're calling your doctor, 'cause you're crying like a child. And something inside you says you're finally ready. The moment you realize you're made out of earth is the moment you feel your heart start to give birth. Now you're saying I love you, and when does it hurt? And something inside you says you're finally ready, baby. It's the pissed off rantings when there shouldn't have been a word. Your broken pieces are a buffalo herd. The moment you surrender, you turn into birds. And something inside you says you're finally ready. You gotta set down the baggage you picked up as a kid. You know you're only good as the sins you forgive. Gotta give yourself grace for the way that you live. The song from Oblivion, you can just make out the words as the spirits are singing them. Children, we love you, now go make this right again. It's the smell of the campfire, the beat of the drummer. You look in the mirror, under the streets, lift up their
That's Craig Minowa of Cloud Cult playing kind of solo with the rest of the band pre-recorded out there in the woods with a song from the album Metamorphosis, that is Song from Oblivion. And so Craig, you talked about, you know, the idea of doing this album pre-pandemic with the Minnesota Orchestra. How much of that actually, if at all, came to fruition before the pandemic hit? Did you get to actually do the full show with the full orchestra?
The concerts with the orchestra were postponed. They were frozen in place when everything shut down. They got postponed to October until we realized that wasn't going to happen. They got postponed into the following January. They just kept getting pushed out like so many shows that everybody knows about. But
right.
Nope, they ultimately got pushed out to a month. March 31st, April 1st and 2nd. Yeah, we're in discussions with orchestras around the country with the hopes that we can bring that show on the road and possibly do something with our previous album, The Seeker, and perform that with an orchestra with the film playing behind us too.
Very nice. Well, here in New York, May 22nd, just the band, which is a mini orchestra in itself. How big is the band these days when you tour?
It depends. A part of what we've been trying to really work on is, and that was part of the intention with this record, was to help the listener feel bigger pieces, but also feel some very stripped back pieces. So some of the songs like that, like Back Into My Arms, the first song from the set here today, you know, is very can be done as a two or three piece quite easily. And so we've been doing more shows as solos and two piece and three piece. When we're out in New York, it'll be a seven piece, and that includes strings and brass and the regular band, and one painter we'll have with us too.
Craig Minowa is the leader of the band Cloud Cult. Their new album's called Metamorphosis. Craig, thank you so much.
Thank you, John, as always.
Well, these soundcheck sessions produce a lot of interesting videos for our New Sounds YouTube channel, but you really have to check out the three of Craig Minowa out there in the snow, in the woods, with his guitar. Really beautiful to watch, and you can see them on the New Sounds YouTube channel or right here on the website, newsounds.org. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. Our video editor, not really needed for these Cloud Cult videos, was David McLean. And I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. See you next time.